This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Whoever is not well-mannered in his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will patch him up, will deal with him under the earth. Your best friend will run away from you on the day of resurrection. Your best friend that you defend today unjustly in this dunya will run away from you in the hereafter. What am I alluding to, my brothers and my sisters? Do not sell your hereafter for a moment of sweetness. You might be sometimes in a situation where you have to give a false testimony just so you can defend your close ones. Your friends who supposedly ride and die for you. They defend you upon falsehood. My brothers and my sisters, justice and fairness is something that is aziz, that really, really raises a person. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, and this is a very beautiful example of being somebody who's a shuja', somebody who's brave. And you need bravery in many different aspects of your life, especially if you start giving da'wah. And sometimes it might be so that you have to testify against your own parents. And I'm not just speaking about testifying in the courts, but rather what I'm referring to is sometimes you have to say what is right and what is wrong, and who is right and who is wrong. And loyalty start being mentioned. Your loyalty start becoming questioned. So what are you going to do? Look at this hadith, my brothers and my sisters, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. He said, لا يمنعن أحدكم هيبة الناس أن يقول في حق إذا رآه أو سمعه شهده. Don't let the fear you have of people prevent you from speaking the truth. Whenever you witness it, whenever you see it, and whenever you hear it. The narrator states that when Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, the noble companion, heard this, he started crying. He says, رَأَيْنَا أَشْيَاء فَهِبْنَا. There is things that we saw that were wrong, but because of fear, we didn't say anything. Look at that, my brothers and my sisters. In another narration, we are told that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, وَدِدْتُ أَنِّي لَمَسْمَعُهُ. I wish that I never heard that. Because he knows now that this is something that is very difficult on the nafs, on the soul, speaking out against others. This is why Ibn Qudamah رحمه ta'ala, he said, الْحَقُّ ثَقِيلٌ وَطُلَّابُهُ قَلِيلٌ. The haqq, the truth, is very heavy, and its students are only a few. Subhanallah al-Azim. Also, my brothers and my sisters, Ibn Qudamah, he mentioned, وَإِنَّمَا هَلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ بِسَبَبِ خَوْفِ مَذَمَّةِ النَّاسِ وَطَلَبًا لِمَدْحِهِمْ. The reason why those before you were destroyed is because they feared the blame of the blamers, and they began to chase after the praise of others. فَصَارَتْ حَرَكَاتُهُمْ لِرِضَ النَّاسِ. Their movements and whatever they did was just in accordance to pleasing the people. الدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, when calling to Allah, my brothers and my sisters, it requires bravery. And you're going to be spoken about. This is something that لا شك ولا ريب فيه. If you're calling to the truth, الشيخ شيوخنا مقبل بن هادي الوادع, the Sheikh of our Mashaykh مقبل used to say, الذي يريد أن ينصر الحق لا بد أن يتكلم فيه. The one who wants to aid the truth, it is a must that they must speak about him. And he used to say, that if you want to be from those who call to Allah but you don't want to be spoken about, go home and hide under your blanket. مَا جَاءَ أَحَدٌ بِمِثْلِ مَا جِئْتَ بِهِ إِلَّا أُوذِي وَرَقَدْ مِنَ النَّوْفَ. He said this to the Prophet, there's not a person who came with what you came with except that he was harmed. And when I say da'wah, my brothers, I'm not just speaking about it being on a big scale, but rather even sometimes to your parents, to your loved ones, and those who are closest to you are always the most to unappreciate you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa and his brother Harun to Fir'aun, what was the advice, the instructions that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to Musa and his brother? فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. When you go to him, speak to him in a gentle way,